So nga mlefo kulongana na ife tuli mulusaka ku Garden House eko tusangwa nga muli mulusaka muli kafue muli kwesa kuti mwatutumina pasande insta ya kulongana ne 815 kuti mwaisa bwangu bwangu olomwa cha contact pale aya manambara twampera ma direction ninebo chibusa wenu munyina wenu brother Douglas Sikulu ndetila shikula abe na imwe lesampare shalom shalom bye bye.
Is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Naomi Chisengela Mwanza. The headlines. FDI backs epidural service for safer childbirth. Opposition urged to focus on policy as election year begins. In foreign headlines, Ugandan MP and Bobi Wine ally arrested over election violence. And in sports, a pre-match KDFC brass for tough test against Nkwazi. Now the news in detail. The Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA Zambia, says it is collaborating with stakeholders to enhance the protection of journalists and freedom of expression as the nation herds towards the general elections. Speaking at the News System Review and Advancement Engagement with Journalists and Stakeholders, Lorraine Mwanza Chisanga says the meeting aims to enhance media capacity and reduce media violation and harassment through early detection. She has noted that media harassment and violations hinder the works of journalists and undermine freedom of expression.
This review seeks to address the growing incidence of media freedom violations in Zambia by strengthening early detection mechanisms, improving rapid response, and enhancing coordinating advocate reports. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, as part of its advocacy mandate, MISA Zambia has been conducting systematic media monitoring to document violations of media freedom and freedom of expression across the country through the early warning notification system units. This system brings together journalists from different regions and media institutions who provide MISA Zambia with timely information in various cases of media rights violations.
The opposition has been accused of abandoning its constitutional role of providing credible checks and balances to government, opting instead for political grandstanding that includes spreading claims about the health of President Hakainde Hichilema. Western Province UPND Presidential Campaign Team Media Coordinator Spooky Mlemwa has described such conduct as irresponsible and damaging to democratic discourse. Mlemwa says the continued speculation and ill-wishing directed at the head of state is malicious, inhuman and contrary to Zambian values, adding that such behavior is culturally unacceptable and taboo within African society. He emphasized that patriotic citizens should strongly condemn narratives that seek to undermine national leadership through unfounded claims.
It's indeed for this reason the opposition whose alliances are crumbling should focus their attention on selling their manifesto, if at all they have any, to the electorate, as this is an election year, instead of peddling falsehoods on the health of the Republican president in an effort to gain cheap political mileage. In fact, President Hakainde Hichilema is well and performing his duties diligently, contrary to assertions by prophets of doom that he is unwell, when in fact not.
Zikta, in partnership with Joining Forces Alliance, Ministry of Community Development and Social Services, and the Ministry of Technology, have held the National Child Online Protection Strategy Children's Conference. Speaking at the conference, Joining Forces Alliance, that comprises of organizations such as UNICEF, World Vision and Plan International, among others, Chairperson says the alliance is committed to ensuring that children are protected from online vulnerability. She says the National Child Online Protection Strategy is aimed at protecting children from online child exploitation, exposure from non-child friendly content online such as pornography and sensitive content, among others. Meanwhile, UNICEF acting representative says that there is need to ensure a safe space for children where children can develop and grow while being protected from online vulnerability such as online fraud, sexual exploitation and child stalking. Continued reliance on the mining sector, particularly copper, which accounts for more than 70% of export earnings, is exposing the economy to external shocks such as fluctuations in global commodity prices. This was reviewed at the launch of a policy working paper named The Role of Real Sector Investments in Stabilizing the Exchange Rate in Zambia, hosted by the Zambia Institute for Policy Analysis and Research, ZIPA. Presenting the study, ZIPA Interim Executive Director Azali B. Chikuva explained that the research examined the impact of investments in the mining, manufacturing, agriculture and energy sectors on exchange rate volatility. He noted that movements in the exchange rate have direct implications for the cost of basic commodities, fuel prices and export competitiveness, ultimately affecting household welfare, business planning, and investor confidence.